CNN accuses Fox News of spreading propaganda and being Trumpian. Ilhan Omar is taking heat for comparing America to the Taliban. Plus, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says if Joe Biden won't build a wall, Texas will do it. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with CNN's Jim Acosta because he has come out of his cave again, perhaps to help salvage their rock-bottom ratings, or maybe he just misses the attention that he used to get. Well, he's back, and this time he's talking about Fox News and, of course, former President Trump, saying that since the 2020 election, Fox News has become more Trumpian. And here's the story. CNN anchor Jim Acosta railed against Fox News in an interview released Thursday, calling the rival cable network a BS factory that employs propagandists for former President Donald Trump. Mr. Acosta, CNN's chief domestic correspondent, lambasted the conservative-leaning competition while appearing on the latest episode of The Interview, a weekly podcast released by the Mediaite website. Asked if covering Fox News on CNN is fair game, Mr. Acosta answered that reporting on it has become unavoidable due to what he described as a turning point that followed the 2020 presidential election. Here's what's interesting about Acosta's comments. Covering Fox News is not unavoidable. They are doing it on purpose because they know that if they go after Fox News, they can go after former President Trump, and that is their cash cow. When they were bashing former President Trump, they had the ratings going up and up and up. Now, no one cares what CNN has to say. And here's more. Mr. Acosta, 50, said that Mr. Trump went ballistic when Fox News first projected on the night of the November election that his Democrat rival had won the traditionally Republican state of Arizona. They saw viewers hemorrhage over to Newsmax and OAN. How did Fox respond to that? Fox responded by becoming more Fox-like and more Trumpian, said Mr. Acosta, naming other networks. There was, I think, a moment of opportunity there for Fox News to come back to the real world. And what they've decided to do since then is double down on being what I call a BS factory, added Mr. Acosta. They churn out segments that gin up outrage that they know is going to anger their viewers and so on, even if it's cockamamie made-up nonsense. And they do it for the simple reason of attracting viewers and ginning up the ratings. Can you believe this? If you weren't paying attention, you'd think Acosta was talking about CNN, a BS factory churning out segments to gin up outrage, even if it's made up cockamamie nonsense. That's what he's saying. That sounds a lot like CNN. But he can go ahead and attack Fox News because we know his real target is former President Trump. Here is Acosta from just a few days ago.
The insurrectionist in chief is back in the news this week. You remember Donald Trump and his motley crew. Where is that motley coup? Trump's life, it's like a country music song. He's lost the House, he's lost the Senate, he's lost the White House, his website. If he had a dog, the dog would leave him too.
Wow, this guy has major issues, folks. And here's the thing. All of us know that Fox News has not become more Trumpian. That is just a talking point for CNN and Jim Acosta to get more attention. He knows the truth. He knows what's going on, but they are desperate. They are desperate for the ratings, and CNN and Jim Acosta will do anything to get them, including making up nonsense about Fox News that really applies to CNN. It's pretty pathetic. All right. Next, let's talk about Ilhan Omar, but first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search on my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on, that way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, next, let's talk about Ilhan Omar, because the Democrats are playing damage control, trying to defuse the situation that she started with anti-American, anti-Semitic comments. Now, for some background, earlier in the week, Ilhan Omar tweeted this. We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. I asked Secretary Blinken where people are supposed to go for justice. So as you can see, when you talk about U.S. atrocities and you put this, whatever that is, on the same level as the Taliban, you're going to draw outrage. And the outrage was intense against Ilhan Omar. And what's so stunning is that this is a member of Congress elected to represent a district in the United States of America. This is the person that continues to bash Israel, to bash America. And then, of course, you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez coming to her defense. She tweeted this: "Pretty sick and tired of the constant vilification, intentional mischaracterization, and public targeting of Ilhan Omar coming from our caucus. They have no concept for the danger they put her in by skipping private conversations and leaping to fueling targeted news cycles around her." Public targeting? Ilhan Omar made a public statement. According to AOC, I guess it's okay for Omar to go out there publicly and compare America to terrorist groups. But if someone has a beef with that, they need to do it privately. Hey, AOC, it doesn't work that way. Well, then Pelosi and the Democrats, they were scrambling, trying to defuse the situation. They met with Ilhan Omar and apparently received clarification on what she meant. And then they put out this statement. Pelosi's joint statement noted that legitimate criticism is essential to the strength and health of our democracies, but an untrue comparison foments prejudice and undermines progress toward a future of peace and security for all. We welcome the clarification by Congresswoman Omar that there is no moral equivalency between the U.S. and Israel and Hamas and the Taliban, the Democrat leader said. Just know that this is not going away. Ilhan Omar has done this over and over and over again, saying or tweeting anti-Semitic or anti-American comments. And again, this is a representative in Congress, someone who is supposed to represent America and at least like America. But when she does it, it gives Democrats headaches, and people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib come to her defense. They are on her side. This is just ridiculous to have people in Congress that don't represent America, that don't stick up for America, that don't try to bring people together as Americans. That is what is going on. That's Ilhan Omar. All right, next let's talk about what's going on in Texas, because Texas Governor Greg Abbott says if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, if they're not going to do anything about border security, Texas will do it. Folks, the situation at the border is out of control. Hundreds of thousands of people have crossed the border illegally. Catch and release, they just disappear into the country. It is a crisis. It is stretching resources past the breaking point. So Governor Abbott said, hey, we're going to build our own barriers if Joe Biden won't do it. And here's the story. Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he will soon reveal a plan to construct a wall along Texas's border with Mexico. Abbott made the announcement to law enforcement officers, county judges, and mayors during a border security summit in the border city of Del Rio on Thursday. I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas, Abbott said. The border crisis is no laughing matter, he said. It's not a tourism site for members of Congress to visit and then return to D.C. and do nothing. This is great stuff, but it shows how desperate Texas and other border states are. The border is open. According to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their policies have encouraged people to come. We haven't seen a surge like this in 20 years. That's how bad it is. That's how bad things are. The resources aren't there, and the Biden-Harris administration is doing nothing to stop it. Now, during this press conference, Governor Abbott addressed the border wall. He also addressed Joe Biden's catch and release program and talked about a different approach.
We don't want just to arrest somebody to have them released. We want to arrest somebody, to have them prosecuted, to be put in jail, to stay in jail, to create an environment where people will choose they don't want to come across the border into the state of Texas anymore because it's not what they were expecting. It's not the red carpet that the federal administration rolled out to them. They are going to jail in the state of Texas.
Amen to that. Arresting someone and then releasing them with an assigned court date saying, hey, come back, you're arrested, but come back on this date for your trial or your hearing. How many people do you think are actually going to come back? It is one of the dumbest policies out there, but that is what Joe Biden is doing. That is what Kamala Harris is doing with these policies. You arrest them, you release them, they disappear. Joe Biden is hoping things will just disappear. The whole issue. That's why they don't talk about it. That's why they don't go to the border. They think if we just be quiet about it, the issue will go away. And you will probably think that things are actually getting better. Well, think again. Border officials stopped 180,034 people trying to enter the country illegally in May, which was up from 178,622 attempts in April and is the highest number in more than two decades. An official in the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security suggested on Thursday that the numbers overstate the severity of the problem at the border. The highest number in two decades. That is what is going on. The policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have led to this. I'd call it incompetence, but we know they are doing it on purpose. It is pathetic, folks. They are not caring about the security of America. The border is open. People are flooding in, and they're doing nothing about it. Okay, so next, let's see what we've had today. We've had Ilhan Omar, we've had Jim Acosta, and we've got Joe Biden's failed immigration policies. We need to ask them, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
Okay, let's start our relaxed brain Friday with more CNN. We had CNN's Jim Acosta. Now we have CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, because this guy is back. He is the one that was caught on a Zoom meeting pleasuring himself when he thought the camera was off. He was suspended. He was let go. Well, guess what? He's back, and here's the story. Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much, and it was something that was inexplicable to me, Toobin told CNN's Allison Camerota Thursday. It was the first television appearance since the masturbation incident, which resulted in him being suspended by CNN and fired by The New Yorker. Toobin said he thought his camera was turned off, but he conceded that this is not a defense for his deeply moronic and indefensible behavior, adding that it's part of the story. So, Toobin is back, just adding to the CNN legacy. All right, now let's talk about Kamala Harris, because if you missed it on our last show, I just have to go over this again. You know she's the border czar. You also know that she hasn't visited the border. Well, on this trip down to Guatemala and Mexico, she was asked during an NBC interview about visiting the border. And here's her response.
I'm here in Guatemala today. We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Have you ever seen an exchange like that? When are you going to visit the border? We visited the border. We've been to the border. No, you haven't. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. That is just nonsensical, but that's Kamala Harris, and that's the whole Biden-Harris administration. All right, next, let's talk about the ongoing battle against whiteness, because now you have a New York psychoanalyst who says whiteness is like a parasite. And here's the story. Dr. Donald Moss, who also teaches at the New York Psychoanalytic Society and Institute, according to the New York Post, argued in a piece titled On Having Whiteness that there is not yet a permanent cure for parasitic whiteness. Whiteness is a condition one first acquires and then one has, a malignant parasitic-like condition to which white people have a particular susceptibility, reads an abstract of the article on Sage Journals. The condition is foundational, generating characteristic ways of being in one's body, in one's mind, and in one's world. So this is the American left today, spewing this kind of nonsense that is designed for one outcome, and that is to divide America. All right, how about some breaking news, some breaking headlines from the Babylon Bee? Because we know Hunter Biden from his laptop that he's a fan of using the N-word. But here's the real story. Experts completely baffled as to where Joe Biden's son could have learned all that racist language. It's just crazy. But we know from Joe Biden's friends and associates, it's pretty clear where Hunter Biden gets it from. Okay, now, in honor of Blue's Clues getting woke, we have this. Blue's Clues to be guest hosted by Jared from Subway. What can you even say? But I have no doubt that if the left could have their way, that would be a commercial. That would be an advertisement for Blue's Clues. Folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Our next show will be Monday at the same time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.